Yeah, we're holding Daf Nun Zayin Omer Aleph. Again, the fourth line from the top. Revino Omar. My Revio, Revio de Trumim. His Teshaila was again that the Braisa before said that the Migrosh that we gave to the Levium, which was 1,000 Amos outside the city, was considered a Revio, a quarter of the Trum that they got outside the city. Now the Levium got a Payim Amma, 2,000 Amos outside the city. So the question is, how come the Migrosh is called the Revio, a quarter? The Chura refers to Migrosh should only be a half. And for the Gemara, Revino Amar, my Revio, what do we say that the Migrosh is only a quarter? It means Revio de Trumin. It means it's a quarter of the part of the Trum. Yeah. So like Rashi says, Revino Amar, Liyolam Kidimi Korah. Like we said before, Bimosam Revosa, a squared city, over Trey Alfe, a Trey Alfe, that the city is 2,000 by 2,000 Amos. The Tchumim then going around the city is Shisasar, was 16. 16 means 16 boxes of 1,000 by 1,000 Amos. Now the Tchum means, like you have the middle box, that's the city. Now make a box on top, make a box on right, make a box on left, and make a box on bottom. That's considered the Tchum right around the city itself, without making the corners, without the corners. Now, each box, since it's 2,000 by 2,000, it's really four boxes of one by one. And you're putting four boxes around, so that was 16 boxes of one by ones. And who are then the corners? Now, the corners you have to also fill up is the same thing. Each corner gets its box of 2,000 Amos by 2,000 Amos, which is a box of four one by ones. Therefore, corners, shisaser. The corners are also 16 boxes of 1,000 by 1,000 Amos. Now, a Migrish Minayu. Now, the first kasha was that the Migrish, the first 1,000 Amos all around the city, came out to be tracer, was 12 boxes of one by one. Two on each side, so that's 2 times 4 is 8, and then the four corners had one, which is 12. So the kasha was 12 of 32 is more than a third. The Teretz is now, Umay Revia Diktoni Bitchumim the Komanimsa Migrash Dithumim Revia Dithumim Ukronis. That means the Revia of the Tchumim of the Migrash. Now the Tchumim means just the four sides of the city without looking at the corners. So just the four sides of the city. If you're gonna add the now 1,000 Amis, so since the city itself is 2,000 by 2,000, on all sides there is like two boxes of one by one. Therefore, how much is the Migrosh? It's 8. So therefore, 8 of 32 is one quarter. So that's what the Braisa before meant. That just looking at the Tchumim, just looking at the four sides of the city, how much of the Migrosh do you have? You have 8 boxes of one by one. So 8 of 32 is 4, is one quarter. So that's what Ravina is saying. Ravina, my Ravia, Ravia the Tchumim. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says another Teretz. My Ravia, Revia the Kronos. That means one quarter of the Kronos. So you can learn two pshatim here. One pshat Rashi says is, he come out to mean the same pshat like Ravina. It means if you just look at the corners of the Migrosh, which the corners of the Migrosh are four, it's one quarter. So if you just look at the corners of the Migrosh, that means four boxes of one by one. Now, how much do we have in all four corners? We said all four corners together are 16 boxes of one by one. Therefore, 4 of 16 is considered one quarter. That's the din that the Migrosh is called one quarter, means just the corners of the Migrosh, which are 4 one by ones, is one quarter of 16 one by ones. Now, Azat Gemara. Omale Ravina Ravashi. Ravina asked the kasha to Ravashi. For Soviv Ksif. In the Pasuk it says that we gave the Migrosh Soviv all around the city. So this is the Kasha and Ravina. How do you just count the corners? The Chura, the Migrosh went all around the city. So you can't just count just the corners by itself. Another Pshat Rashi says is, Elishna Achrina is, that Ravina meant to say, Enechanami, the Migrosh we only gave the Migrosh by the corners of the city. Because this din that you have to leave over space, just Lenoi, is only on the four corners of the city, but not really all around the city. That's what they left over the Migrosh. So therefore, the Migrash Taka was one quarter Kepshuta, because it was only the corners connected everything around it. Now, for the Gemara, how could that be? Vasoviv Ksiv. In the Pasuk, in the Chumash, it says, Soviv, it says it went all the way around. Mashma, the Migrash went around the city. And for the Gemara, my Soviv, Soviv the Kronos. It's not Shver. What it says, we gave the Migrash around the city, it means the four corners of the city that had the Migrash. If you can't say like this, that corners are considered soviv all around, by the parshas of Karbonis, by Korban Ola, the Chsiv the Pasuk says, Vizorku b'nei Aaron es Hadam al hamizbeach soviv. There's the mitzvah Zrikas Hadam. It says the Loshin al hamizbeach soviv. You're supposed to go around on the mizbeach. Is Hochi Nami soviv mamish? Does the mitzvah Zrika mamish mean that the Kohen has to take the dam and spritz it all around the mizbeach mamish? Ela my soviv. What does soviv mean? Soviv the Kronos. Like we know, we only make the Zrikas Hadam on the two Kronos of the mizbeach. It's called Shtayim Shem Arba. You make one Zrika on one corner, so the blood goes on both sides of the Mizbeach. Then another Zrika on the other corner. Another Zrika on both sides of the Mizbeach. But you don't namish have to go all around the Mizbeach. It's just enough on the Kronos. It's Hochinami, my Soviv, Soviv the Kronos. Then Enochinami, the Migrash that we gave to Levium was only on the corners of the city, but not mamish all around the city. Therefore, it's very good that the Migrash is considered one quarter of the whole Tchum. So tomorrow now, Omale Rav Chaviva, Michuz Noit le Rav Ashi, Rav Chaviva is the Kasha to Rav Ashi, Voika Musha. This now Kasha the Karnasa. The Voika Musha the Karnasa. There are the corners to the city. In other words, this is the Kasha Rashi learns that Lamaydi Amorim Liyel, that's what we said before. Kamam Ruba Yaisa, we want to answer how much is a square more than a circle? A quarter. That means the Mother Din Migrash Bigula. We gave the Migrash around the city in a circle form. Now the Kasha of Chavivi had a Kasha. Kivanatani Marbo Esair. Since we said we make the city itself squared, Harehim Rubas, the city Lukhur is squared. The Chiyov Migrash Bigum, if you're going to put the Migrash, that's this first 1,000 Amos, all around the city, in a circle around the city, Nimso Kronos Ir Oichlem Batecha Migrash. I was like, how could you put a circle around the city? You're going to have to knock off, like, the corners of the city. So the corner of the city is going to be part of the Migrash. And that's not Mustafa. And for the Gemara, B'mosi Gula. We're talking about, no, the city itself is circle. So therefore it's good that around the city we put a Migrash of 1,000 Amis, which came out to be like a box of 9 1x1s. For the Gemara, V'ribuya. But even though the city is circled, but we said first we make the city like square. So if you make the city like square, it's again Kasha. How could you put a Migrash around the city to be circled around the city? The Khurus can eat up the corners of the city. And the Gemara Poshit. When do we say that the circle of the city, we make it into a square, we look as if it's squared? Of a commander, my boy, Ravuya, Vade mi Marvina? But to make it look mamish, to tell me mamish, the city has a square to it. That if you want to put the Migrash circled around the city, you're going to say the circle eats up the corners, that you don't say. Because Lamaisa, this city is a circle. And now it's good that you're putting a Migrash of 1,000 Amis circled around the city. So therefore, this circle around the city is considered like 9 boxes of 1x1s. Therefore, 9 of 32. Therefore, 36. 9 into 36 is 1 quarter. So the Mo'omalei Rav Chaniloi. Michuz Noel Rav Ashi, Michti, Kama Merubo Yeser Al Igel, Revi. How much is a square? More than a circle, it's only one quarter more. It's going back to Kasha before. Before we said when we had a city that's in a circle, so first we make a square around the city, and then we add the Tchum Shabbos is like a Payamama in squares all around the city. So we make it squared. So even the corners is also like a square. So we say we gain by going diagonally an extra 2/5. Because every diagonal in the square is 2/5 more than each side. So we said we gained on the Tchum 800 Amis before. Is the question now, how do you gain so much 800 Amis? You're telling me now that a square is only one quarter more than a circle? So how do you have so much here, 800? Kreti Gemara, Meya Shish, Revia Behani Timna, Meya, Hariyev 800, Lechura Shish Meya, Shoni be 600, Veshishin Besheva, and 67, Nochi Tulsa, less 1/3 heavy. That's all it should be. If you're going to tell me it's 1/4 less, so take off 1/4 from 2,000, and that's all you're going to have now is going to be an extra 637, less a quarter, less a third. This is considered like a third of a thousand. And Rashi says, even though we say it's 1/4 more, it means it's 1/4 of the outside, which is 1/3 of the inside. So Maisa, 1/3 of Alpayim is 637. So that's all it should have been. And for the Gemara Poshid, Omalei, Hani Mili Bigula Migoy Revuya. That's only, we're talking about you put a circle inside a square. Then we say the outside square is 1/4 more. Avo Bialachsuna, but when you're measuring the Alachsun, the diagonal of a square, Binatve, then you gain much more. The Yom HaMal we learned, Kol Amsa B'Revuya. Anytime you have like a squared Amma by an Amma, you should know, Amso Trei Chumsha B'Alachsuna. Its diagonal of this square is one Amma and 2/5. Okay, so the diagonal is 2/5 more than the corner, than the sides. So therefore here, if you're making a square of 2,000 by 2,000, the diagonal is an extra 800. Like 2/5 of 2,000 is 800. So that's how you get an extra 800 amis. We are adding on to the tchum of the city if you go diagonally out of the city. Here, the Mishnah says, Noisnin karfei fli'ir, divrei Rabbi Meir. When you want to measure to the tchum of the city, you don't start measuring 2,000 amis right outside the city, but first we give a karfei. That's always the shear of 70 amis and a little bit more. So first we measure a karfei of 70 amis outside the city, and then we first start counting the tchum. That's for Meishita. No. We only say the din to air the karfeif, that's only if snageyam, if you have two cities one next to another. And the question is, do we look at it as two separate cities? Each one has to have its own tchum, or do we look as if it's one big city? So there we say that if in between one city and another city, there's only a karfeif in between, it's considered like one city. If it's more than a karfeif in between, then it looks like two cities. Now in the Gemara we'll see, does it mean you give each one of the cities a karfeif, therefore together, or be more than 141 amis? Or do we say, no, in between two cities we only put one shear, one karfeif in between. So if it be more than 71 amis, it'll look like two separate cities. But that's this the Chacham Shita. But if you only have one city by itself, then you start counting the tchum right outside the city. Right out of the boundary of the city, you start counting the tchum alpayim amma. So at the Mishnah, Bechol Marim lo yomru karfif ele ben shtei ayoris, im yesh lezu shivam amma vishirayim, or lezu shivam amma vishirayim, if in between the two cities, each city has only like 70 yamas and a little bit more, then oise karfif eshteim liyos echad. Then it makes it as if these two cities are like one. Since in between the two cities, each one only has one cheer of a karfif, each one only has one 70 amas space, so it's still called connected as if you have one big city. Now exactly how we paskin between Reb Meir and Chachamim is the Machloikis Rishonim. I think the Mechaba paskins like the Chachamim, and the Ramah paskins like Reb Meir, that you do give a karfif outside the city. But the mice, it's not so poshut. How about the achroris? The groas also, I think, say some lahachmir to say that we start counting the paimama right outside the city. Vaitazati Mishnah. Vechein shnei kforim hamushuloshim. Same thing if you have three cities, that the havaminir is mushuloshim means they're one after another. One, two, three different cities, one after another. Is im yesh ben shnayim chitoinim. If in the distance between the two outer cities, is Meir v'yaboyim v'yachlas v'shlish, is only 141 and a third amis, then osem tzoy yeshloshtem liyos echad. Then the fact you have a middle city there, that makes it as if all three cities look like one big city, and therefore you have one tchum for all three cities. And the person on the right side of the city, if he wants to walk leftwards, he can walk all the way to the end of the third city, and from there he starts counting his apayimama. Now the Gemara will explain exactly what is the Chiddush, what are we talking about when we have these three cities. Stav Minariz, it's Mamish 1, 2, 3, and it's talking about we only have 140, 141 in between. So Hurtzarai, that each city only gets a 70 Yamas. So the Gemara will explain exactly what the Mishnah means. So that's the Gemara. Minohani Mili. Okay, so according to the Reb Meir, how do we know that outside the city, first we give it a karfif, which is like an open park, we give it the shear of 70 Yamas? How do we know this? So that Gemara, Omar Rova, the Yom Akroa, the Postik says, Mikir V'ir V'chutza. Like from the corner, from the walls of the city and outwards. So Omra Torah, the Torah says, Tein Chutza V'yacha Kach Modud. First give a little bit outside the city, that means the shear of a karfif, 70 Yamas, and then start counting the medida of Alpayimama. Now, about this is only in the smachta, because the din of Alpayimama with Tchum Shabbos is only midrabonim. But since this was the psukim we learned, this was from the posik we learned that before, the chal the smachta to make a Tchum of Alpayimama. This is talking about by the Oral Levim, that we gave a Tchum of Alpayimama outside the city, so therefore we learn out this din also. That before we make the medida in the smachta, first we should give a chutzah, give a part, give a space of 70 Yamas outside the city before you start counting the Tchum. The Chachom say no, a city by itself, you start counting its Tchum right outside the city. The din of a Karfif is only in connection of two cities, one next to another, to connect the two. The Gemara Itzma, Rav Huna Omar, Noisnim Karfif Luzu, the Karfif Luzu. When we have two cities, one next to another, we give both cities a Karfif. That means each one has 70 Yamas. So if you have now one next to another, it's still considered like one city if there's only 141 Amis in between the two. So the din of the Mishnah that the Chum say, we give a Karfif, where you have two cities, the Lacha is we give each city a Karfif. V'chia Barav Omar, Karfif Echod L'shteim. He holds no, we only put one Karfif in between the two cities. If the two cities are further, the more than 71 Amis in between is considered like two separate cities. So the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the Chachomim Oimrim, Lo Yomru Karfif Ela Bein Beza Yoros. We only give the shear of a Karfif when we're talking about in between two cities. Has the Chom Dingzach on Reb Meir, a city, one city by itself does not have a Karfif, just in between two cities to consider it like one city, we use the shear of a Karfif. Abul Chura Tiyuf, the Rav Huna, it should be a Kashra and Rav Huna. Rav Huna says we use two karfifs, and the Mishnah is mashed only one karfif. Or Malach Rafuna, Rafuna answers, my karfif. What does the Mishnah mean that we put a karfif in between the two cities? It means Torah's karfif, a din of a karfif. In other words, we use the share of a karfif to connect two cities. Uli Olam, karfif lezu, the karfif lezu. But really, we give each city a karfif by itself. So if you have in between only 141 amis, we look as if these two cities are one. So the Gemara Hochi Nami Mestavra, I say that's the Svara also like Rav Huna holds, that we give each one one. Midutani Sefer, because the end of Sefer, the Mishnah says, Im Yesh Lezu Ayin Amah Vishurayim, if we have enough of 70 Amis and a little bit more for one city, O Lezu Ayin Amah Vishurayim, and for the other city, 70 Amis and a little bit more. Is Alocha Oise Karfif Lishtayim Li Yois Echod. This Din Karfif in between makes these both of these cities like one. The Chorus Shema Mino is a chloride to Rav Huna, that we give each city a karfif. Therefore, together it's 141 amis. So Chorus Akasha and Rav Chia. So the Gemara Leimut Yevut Fiuf to the Chia Barav. The Chorus, the end of the Mishnah, should be a Stira to Chia Barav. Here it says chlor, we give 141 amis in between. In other words, we use two karfifs. Omaloch Chia Barav. Rav Chia has a teretz to this. Omaloch Chia Barav. Homani Rav Mehi. The Sefer, the Mishnah, goes back to Rav Meir Shita. That Rav Meir was the one that said that every city by itself gets a karfif. We give 70 Amis around it before we start counting the Tchum. So the Churb Shita, when you have two cities, one next to another, each city gets a karfif. For the Gemara, according to Chachamim, though, that doesn't get, a city by itself does not have a karfif. When we have two cities, one next to another, according to Chiyav Arav, we only use the shear of one karfif in between. If the two cities are more, then 71 Amis separated, it's considered like two separate cities. So the Mara Kasha now. E Reb Meir, if you want to tell me the end of the Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir, Hotoni Le Reisha, the Mishnah already said Reb Meir Shita, that Noistin Karfif Liir, Viva Reb Meir, Ramei holds each city by itself gets a karfif around it. Before you start counting the tchum, you first count 70 amas outside the city. So if you have two cities, one next to another, pshita, you use two karfis. Why does the Mishnah have to chazer over at the end to say that each city gets its own karfif? So at Gemara Tzricha, no, I need both chidushim, both dinim from Ramei. Dimayahi, if from the first din of Ramei, that each city by itself gets a shivim amma, gets 70 amas, gets a karfif, havamina, choda, lechoda, vechoda, latarti, enachnami, every time you only give one, 70 yamas outside the city. So if it's, but no, there wouldn't be enough community if it's one city by itself. Or in a case we have two cities, one next to another, it's the same 70 yamas in between that helps for both cities. So therefore, if the two cities are further than 71 yamas apart, maybe it's considered like two cities. You would have to be within the 70 yamas to give it a shame like one city. Therefore, I need a mayor's second chiddush to say no. That when we're counting two cities, one next to another, we give each city 70 amis. So together it's 141 amis. So the Gemara Kamash Malon, the Latarti Trey Yavinulu. That's the Chiddush of Remeya, that when we have two cities, one next to another, and we want to give them a din to be connected, they're considered like one city, as long as there's not more than 141 and more and amis in between. Vaitavi Ashmin al Hoch, if we only say the second Chiddush of Remeya, that when we have two cities, we use two karfaves. I would tell you, Mishum, the Dechika Tashmishtayu, because in between two cities, there's like fighting who's going to use that space. Each city wants to use a space. If like outside the city, you need some space for the people in the city, or else push it, it makes the city look nice. See, here we have two cities, one next to another, the space in between is used up. Abul Hossam, Mashen came by one city by itself, and you have no cities around it, it's all open wilderness outside it. That we do not have people do not want the mokum outside it. Emaloi, maybe you start counting the tchum mamish right outside the city. We won't be meisiv another 70 yamis because the people in the city don't use it so much. Tzricho, I need the chiddush of Remeya that no, even by one city by itself. Also, we first consider 70 yamis outside the city and then we start counting the tchum. See Rashi. Rashi. We may ho, the second line of Rashi, we may ho, me sefer demari b'shtei ayorois, but only know the sefer of Remeya, that when we have two cities, we give both of them 70, a karfif, both of them 70 amis, hosa mudikom Remeya diaf, agav dik a karfif the chol chad b'chad, armin and chodihi, mishum the dechika tash mishtayo. That means the hoyo u kroivois, since they're next to another, ein lehem noyo ir bebeis karfifois, ad yiko tfei. It doesn't look so nice for each city unless there's a little bit more than two karfifs in between. Because it looks nice for a city to have more than 70 amas open space outside. Hilkach, therefore, if you do not have more than two karfifs in between, also karfif eshteyim lius achas. Therefore, we consider these two cities looking like one. Abu chodo, but we only have one city by itself. To loyd dechika tashmishto, the people outside, like there's enough space outside, nobody's fighting to use it. And it looks nice the way it is. Sheni Acheres Smucha Lo. There's no other city next to it. V'yesh La'ava Harbe. There's plenty of space outside. Ei Maloi Nitna Lo Karfif Klal. Maybe we don't B'chlal measure an extra 70 yamas outside the city first, but we'll start counting right away the tchum of the city. Kamash Mulan this Chiddush know that first we start counting 70 yamas even by one city by itself, and then we count the Apayim Amma. Therefore, we need both Chiddushim of Remeya. So tomorrow, v'chein tenan. So tomorrow, another raya. Says now Mishnah tenan, v'chein shloisha kfarim. If you have three cities, hamashuloshim that one next to another, im yesh ben shnayim hachitzonim. If you have in between the further two cities, meyav v'yaboyim v'yachasama ushlish. If you only have in between them 141 amos and a third more. Then oisa emtsoyi eshloshton liyos echad. Then the Mishnah says the middle city makes it look like the two outer cities are considered like one big city. We look as if all three cities are like one city. And therefore, if you want to walk, a person from the right side wants to walk to the left side, and echnami, he doesn't start counting his chum till he already walked all the way outside, all the way left, and then first start counting 2,000 amas outside the left city. So Guru, the Gemara says that the yik time odikem soy. Why do we say if there are two karfers in between the two outer cities that it's connected only because here we have a middle city? Holeka and soy, mashmif, there will be no middle city, then loy, Then we would say, if you have more than a carpet in between two cities, it's not considered connected. It's considered like two separate cities. Is the Chura to Yufta the Rav Huna? This should be a stira on Rav Huna. Said Rashi, "Taimo dikem soy tash to ein ben early ear el a carpet echad." Therefore, there's only one carpet in between each city. But mashmir to be more than a carpet, it wouldn't be good. This is the kasha and Rav Huna. And for the Gemara, oh, malach Rav Huna. Rav Huna, tayyip shan, the Mishnah is like this. V'yit malor, we learned like this. Oh, my rabba. Oh, my ravidi. Oh, my rabbi chanino. Loi mishaloh shemamish. When the Mishnah says we have these three cities, it doesn't mean one after another, mamish, three cities like on the same row, road down, there's one, two, three. El royin kol shilu matul emtsoi b'neim. Really, we're talking about now in a case like a triangle. Like Rashi has these pictures on the side here, these three stars. There's one, and then on the right, another city. And then on top, in between these two cities, is the third city. So the third city is not mamish in the same row in between these two cities. It's all the way above these two cities. It's like the middle, the top of a triangle. Yes, the lashon is El Royin. No, we look, we consider this top city as if it came down in between. El Royin. Kol Shilu Matalem Tsoy Benayin. If you would take this top city and bring it down in between the bottom two stars, that it would look like you have mamish three cities one after another. V'yiyu Mishaloshim. And then it'll look like three cities. V'yein Bein Zu Lezu. Elakuf Mem Al Amo. V'yachas. And you'll only have in between one city and the next city 141 amis, his kuf mem amma viachas ushlish 41, and the third. Then we would say also emtsoi, this middle city would make as shloshton, all three cities liyos echod, to make all three cities look like one. In other words, what we're talking about here is these two bottom cities are very far apart. They could even be 10,000 amis apart. Now this top city, which is like in between them, but it's all the way up, we're royin. We take a look as if that wide city would come down to close up in between these two cities. So let's say the top city is like 9,000 amis wide. So if you take that top city and put it down on the bottom, so it's going to take up 9,000 amis. Let's say now, if you look on the right city and the left city, there's only a space of 141 amis in between. That's city connected to make it like one big city. Since if we would put the top city down, now in between one city and the next city, there would only be a shear of two karfifs, of 141 amis and a third more, that is still called connected. This is a riot, this is the way Rav Huna would learn shot. That Rav Huna learns when you have two cities, one next to another, we always give the shear of two karfifs in between. But here the chiddush is, really between these two bottom cities, there's much more than 141 amis. There's, let's say, a few thousand amis. But we say this svara. If this top city that's on top, like on the triangle on top, if we would look and put it, a look as if it was straight down in the middle between these two cities, and it would take away from the space, that the space would be left would only be 141 on each side, that would be enough to be mishloshim, to make them all three look like one big city. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Loi mishloshim amish. Bishurach, it's not on one line, three cities one after another. El Shlishi I made Merochik. Though the third city is all the way on top. Kineged Bein Shnei Tzoinim. On top, in between both these two cities. Mamas like a triangle. Kol Shilo Matalem Tzoi B'neim Kolemer. Ho Diktoni B'mas Nisin. Im Yesh Bein Beis HaChitzoinim. Kuf Mem Aleph. Yeah, if you have in between the two outer cities, only 141 Amis. Like it is Sakla Dakim Mikora. Not the way we thought before. Shein Vineyim Yoiser. That mamish, in between the bottom two cities, there's only 141 amis. Elamas Nisin, the Merachki Madodi Tuva. The Mishnah is talking about these two bottom cities are very, very far away, I'll tell you. There could be 1,000 amis in between them. Vorchi Koma. Im Yesh Aver Bein Beis HaChitzoinim. If there's, let's say, even 1,000 amis in between them. Ob Gedelis Malis Emtsoi. But now if you take this top city and look, as if it's put down in between these two cities, and it'll fill up the place. And how much space is now going to be left over between one city and another city? Mikan or Mikan? Al Kuf Mem Aleph, there'll only be 141 amis in between Lakan. And on the other side also, there'll only be a shear of 141 amis. That's the shear that in between two cities, we give both cities, the shear of a karfif, two karfifs. Then royin, we look, kilu hu nosin b'neim, as if this top city is mamas brought down and is in between the two bottom cities. For a kula machas, therefore it's all considered like one big city. V'hayoytze me'achas mehen, le'lech derech achas me'chavrosel, if one person in the right city wants to walk leftwards now, is moedid me'choymes chavroseho, he starts counting his tchum from all the way to the left city. Avol im rabo avu yoytze mekan le'yamrinin royin, but if the space in between the two cities are more than 141 amos now, even after you bring the top city down in between, then it doesn't help.